Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. And if you've been around Chick-fil-A at all, I know people talk all the time about how much they love Chick-fil-A. Well, you're going to appreciate the story behind this gentleman, Mr. Steve Robinson. He's a former chief marketing officer for Chick-fil-A from 1981 to 2015.
And oh, I'm feeling old.
You're not old at all. Mr. Steve,
no, I'm not. Thank you
so much for being here. What was that ride like? Can you wrap that up in one little sentence or not?
Well, I mean, it was basically a journey from a little company trying to sell more chicken sandwiches to becoming a really good restaurant to becoming an experience, particularly when we ramped up hospitality. And then when we added in the cows and college sports and other stuff, it grew into an iconic brand. So
yes,
that's a marketer's dream. That was quite a journey.
Well, it is exciting. And to hear your story, I will say this. Your book is called Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand. Let me ask you about that, Steve. How did the role of faith in building a business have an integral part of Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Well, I'm not overblowing it when I tell you that the faith quotient was huge because it flowed out of the founder, Truett Cathy.
Yes.
So his personality, as well as his faith, oozed out into the organization, his values, what he considered important, and he did not live a siloed life. He saw the business as a gift from God, but literally he saw the sandwich as a gift from God, and therefore something to steward. So when I joined him in 1981, we were very much in the throes of trying to figure out exactly what Chick-fil-A could potentially be, and in 82 actually wrote the corporate purpose in the middle of a major financial crisis, but the corporate purpose to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A is clearly reflective of what Truett saw, the reason for the business, his why, and he didn't see it as a pulpit for being overtly religious, but rather to express his faith by the way people were treated and served, and out of that, the way he was able to serve others outside the business through ministry and foundations. It meant everything.
Right.
The brand would not be what it is if it were not for the culture of faith and values that Truett built into it.
So how did this impact your life and how you do business?
Well, it impacted me in a lot of ways. I mean, one of them was around the issue of stewardship and specifically money. It's about the same time that I got introduced to a verse in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi 3:8-12, where God challenged his people to tithe and give offerings. And I was kind of tight with money, so I'll just, you can read it in the book. I jump to the end of the story. The verse says, test me in this and see if I'll not prove myself faithful. The short of the story is I chose to do that.
Amen.
Because I, quite frankly, was tight with money. And the nudge there was Truett, because early in my career, one of the first corporate P&Ls I saw him tithing the business.
Wow.
And I thought, are you kidding me? I mean, there's a lot of things he could do with this money, but he is not just tithing personally. He's tithing the business.
That's so great.
So that's one, is the whole issue of stewardship through the act of worship. Melissa, there's a lot of other things I learned that related to the faith values of Chick-fil-A. They're in the book. I'd love for people to be able to read them. I can tell you the story there.
That's good. I know there's more, and I can't wait to hear more about that. Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand. I think it might inspire you in your business and your work and anything that you're doing. Mr. Steve Robinson, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Appreciate that.
It was my pleasure.
And if you want to know more about the book and about his story, and now that he's a consultant, it's on My Conversations link at star883.com.